Hey everyone, welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, your place for obscure movie references, cat facts, and everything Mag Hub related. And now your host, Mag Hub Product Manager, Tom Bellin.
Hello everybody, welcome to the first ever Tom's Tips Podcast. I am your host, Tom Bellin. I'm here with our marketing director, Zach Gilbert. How are you today, Zach?
I'm well, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Excited and exhausted from the 6.3 release. A lot of exciting things here. And with a lot of the releases, a lot of late nights doing some documentation testing. And also I have a newborn at home, keeps me up at night. And leading into our first cat fact of the Tom Tips podcast is I have a cat that's a polydactyl cat. What that means, it has many, many toes that step on my face asking for food. But the fact of that is there's another name for the polydactyl cat, and that is actually a Hemingway cat, because Ernest Hemingway's home in Key West is home to well over 50 of these types of cats. Again, he was a cat lover. And he had these cats. I think they're actually good luck in the sailing terms. So, again, I have one of those Hemingway cats at home that ruins my life. But to get to the meat of why we're here today, talking about the 6.3 release, we did a lot of exciting things. Probably the biggest one that we did that we're excited about, and it's really going to lead into some of our future releases, what we did with emails. So internally, just on our own email templates, when sending out a promotional email from our system or using our mail merge templates, we've provided the recipient to be able to opt out of either just that list or the entire promotional email area and be able to go to Client Center, opt back in. It's really important to know on that. And one piece is, if you're sending an order or an invoice or artwork reminder, that is not something that a customer can opt in and out of. It's really just promotional emails. And we're doing this really just to... This is what you need to do for the laws with email versus in terms of can spam. So really kind of making sure that our customers are protected based on all the crazy things that happen in emails. And one reason we're leading to this is because we do plan to support drip campaign management with our automation tool in upcoming releases. And it's going to be really important when you are sending a lot of these more promotional emails from our system that you are, again, allowing people to opt out of that. And we're really following suit of one of our big partners of MailChimp, that is a big thing. If you go through MailChimp, if you read through their best practices, they really support using one list and making sure you can manage those subscribers. Because if you have someone on multiple lists, they unsubscribe from one, you send them another email, that is technically spam, and that can get you in a lot of trouble. So in order to align more with that partner with MailChimp is we've now allow you to push a ton more information over to MailChimp for list management. So really, you can take one list of all of your contacts, push over information about the company, including who the sales rep is, their category, as well as all the contact dynamic attributes, or most of those, as long as it's, again, a single select text or date field. And then you can use the group and segmentation piece in MailChimp to, again, segment that based on the sales rep or based on the category or whatever other attributes you're tracking. And then you have one master list with a bunch of groups and segments, and then pull that data back into MagHub for your sales rep to do actions off in terms of opens and clicks. So a lot of exciting things on the email front. And again, we're going to continue that in future releases as well with drip campaigns, having multiple mail merge templates and all that. One other piece that we've added, kind of similar in the data management side, is giving customers more ability to delete things permanently from our system. It's always a bit scary allowing someone to delete something from the system because, again, you can't get that back. So, again, we do put some rules in place, but now you can delete publications if you created something, never used it, but you want it out of the dropdowns, or, again, categories. Maybe you had this idea of you want to do all this category segmentation and get crazy into doing that, and you have 1,000 categories, but at the end of the day, you just use 50, so you can now delete all that to get those out of your drop-down list, as well as being able to delete any companies or contacts, assuming that they don't have any orders on it. And that's really the big piece. If there's order history, financial history, shouldn't be removing that. So that's why we kind of put that block in there. So again, if it's a prospect you talked to a few times and maybe they went out of business, you can just delete them from the database so you don't ever see them again. But one other piece on the category segmentation is we did make a couple changes to Mag Builder. One of them is being able to re-enable category separation rules in a magazine. So if you are selling to a couple people in the, again, the florist category and you don't want two ads right next to each other that are about flowers. You get a advertiser yells at you. It's, hey, you put me right next to my competitor. I didn't like that. Maybe they cause you to do a make good ad. You can now enable that feature so that in Mag Builder, you're prevented from placing things too close to one another in the system. So that's something we've had to kind of turn back on to just see, get people used to that again, see if they want to use it. Don't have to. You can just use the number for reference and report, place wherever you want, but it can be leveraged as well. As well as we've now made it possible to place more unique ads in the system in terms of maybe a half-page spread, place that across the bottom of two pages, or maybe you have a 3-4 page spread, allow you to place that as well. And then being able to show that clearly on the invoice in terms of the electronic tear sheets. So if you do have a 4-page spread across 4 pages and you, again, upload a final image to Mag Builder on the invoice, you clearly see the 4 pages it's on and then the 4 images about that. The ad, and that really ties again into some other exciting things we're planning to do with our InDesign integration. We had, you know, released something back in December, kind of beta thing. We had worked with it through Creative Cloud 2017, but now we're looking into expanding that to go into, you know, the newer versions of Creative Cloud, and also adding the ability to upload that final image directly from your InDesign Creative Cloud into MagUp. So that's something that we're looking to do based on feedback we've gotten from other customers as a valuable feature. So again, kind of setting things up for more exciting things we're doing down the road as well in the 6.3 release. But one thing also the 6.3 release is bringing back is something that for my fan club of the release notes might have noticed from time to time is I would sometimes sneak in a trivia question using the Waldo Jugsy. And you, if you answer that question, send in a support ticket, then you would get a prize. So aligning that with the movies and staying up all night with my child and many-toed cat, I was actually watching a movie the other night, Heat, classic movie, many Academy Award winners in it. You had Al Pacino. You had Robert De Niro, John Voight, and a very young Natalie Portman was in it, also Academy Award winner. But even though it was a long time ago, it was not her first feature-length film, actually. She was in another film before that with a newly crowned Academy Award-winning actor, as another hint. And if you submit a support ticket with the name of that film, again, Natalie Portman's first feature-length film, we will award you a prize. So in reward for listening to this entire podcast, getting through my cat facts and all the things, if you answer, again, Natalie Portman's first feature-length film, a support ticket, we will send you a prize to the first person to respond. So again, I want to thank everyone for listening to the podcast. Thank you, Zach, for helping me run this today. And we look forward to making more of these for everyone in the future. And have a great, great day.